Well, there have been lots of twists and turns this week. It's sort of like a good spy novel you might read at the beach, but there are larger implications for the party and for the governor's race. And so, even though pundits and scholars and the activists are looking at this with a lot of interest, there could be some lasting effects, particularly for Charlie Baker.
How so? I mean, is there anybody who believes that Baker would not easily defeat Mark Fisher if there were to be a contested Republican primary?
I think, given the nature of primaries in Massachusetts and the fact that we have open primaries where unenrolled voters can vote as well as party members, I don't think anyone expects that Charlie Baker would have trouble defeating Mark Fisher for the Republican nomination. The real issue right now is that this is Baker's time to reestablish himself, reacquaint himself with voters by getting out there, putting out proposals, reintroducing himself. And every day that the media talk about this challenge from Mark Fisher is one day lost for Charlie Baker. And so that's the real impact on the race, at least at this point.
A good example, Baker this week came out with a major initiative on welfare, and it got very little coverage. While the Mark Fisher Republican Party dust up is dominating the front page.
That's right. Earlier this week, Charlie Baker issued a plan to reform welfare in Massachusetts, and this could be an important issue in the race for governor this year. If you spend any time reading letters to the editor or listening to political talk radio in the state, you know that this is a hot button issue, welfare and the potential for welfare fraud among the folks who will be Charlie Baker's base in the fall. The fact that he put out this major proposal and yet this dispute between the Republican Party and Mark Fisher is receiving the lion's share of the media attention, it really sets back the Baker campaign's attempts to steer the conversation to detailed fact-based policy proposals.
Does it also say something about the overall direction of this does it say something about the internal struggles of the Massachusetts Republican Party that they've allowed this issue with Fisher to continue to simmer and to be out there almost 2 months now after the convention?
It's a struggle we're seeing play out all over the country between what people would call the establishment of the Republican Party and the Tea Party wing. And what we've seen in other parts of the country, particularly in the primaries that occurred in other parts of the country this week, we've seen the Republican establishment reassert control over the party and its agenda. But it's not a simple task, and it doesn't take much for someone with some determination and maybe a few resources to steer the conversation back to this split between the establishment and the Tea Party. And that's really what's unfolding right now with the situation involving Mark Fisher.